This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations are roiling U.S. campus and political landscapes, especially at Columbia University in New York City, where House Speaker Mike Johnson is set to visit this hour. He's criticizing the school for failing to contain anti-Semitism. But NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports campuses are trying to balance freedom of speech and protecting students' safety.
The turmoil has sparked rallies and sit-ins at Harvard and the University of California, Berkeley, in solidarity with the students and the people of Gaza. In response, colleges are working to protect students while maintaining First Amendment freedoms on campus. It's looking different campus by campus, but for many, peaceful demonstrations have been the norm. Both Ohio State University and the University of Michigan have held demonstrations without police intervention. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
Israel says it's planning an assault on Rafah to dismantle Hamas battalions. NPR's Aya Batraoui reports near daily airstrikes on the southern Gaza city have already made life unsafe for the Palestinian refugees there.
At a morgue in Rafah, Ahmed Barhoum cradles his 5-year-old daughter Alette, gently tugging her shirt down as it inches up her back. He rocks her back and forth for the last time. A series of Israeli airstrikes on Rafah over the weekend killed more than 30 people, most of them children asleep when the bombs hit, survivors say. Alette and her 26-year-old mother were among those killed and taken to the morgue Saturday. The morgue filled up again the next day, this time with the bodies of 16 children, 6 women, and 2 men killed in more overnight airstrikes. Among the survivors was a baby girl pulled out of her mother's womb 2 months premature, but her parents and 3-year-old sister did not survive. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, with reporting by Anas Baba in Rafah.
Israel, plus Taiwan and Ukraine, are set to receive U.S. defense aid after President Biden signed the $95 billion bill into law today. The bill also forces Chinese-owned TikTok to be sold or banned. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
TikTok is used by half of Americans. A recent Pew study found that 1/3 of young people get their news from the app. But lawmakers in Washington consider TikTok dangerous since its corporate owner, ByteDance, is based in Beijing, and the Chinese government exerts unfettered power over companies in the country. The law gives ByteDance up to a year to fully divest from TikTok under the threat of a total shutdown in the U.S. if it fails to do so. TikTok doesn't intend to sell and calls a ban a massive suppression of free speech. It is planning to soon file a lawsuit. U.S. officials have not offered any concrete evidence of China using TikTok to spy or spread disinformation, but national security experts say it is possible. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
It's NPR News. A new analysis shows more than 3.5 million Medicare beneficiaries could be eligible for the obesity drug Wegovy. NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports.
Medicare has been barred from covering weight loss drugs since the 1990s. But now, Wegovy is approved to prevent heart attack and stroke in patients who are overweight or obese and have cardiovascular disease. An analysis by KFF, a health research nonprofit, finds that 1 in 4 Medicare beneficiaries who are overweight or obese could be eligible for coverage. Here's Juliet Kubanski, KFF's Deputy Director of Medicare Policy.
That's a big deal. In a way, it's kind of a backdoor around Medicare's coverage exclusion for drugs that are commonly used now to treat obesity.
KFF says it could cost Medicare $3 billion a year. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
14 years later, the Heisman Trust says it's reinstated Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy. The former University of Southern California running back won college football's award for best overall player in 2005. 5 years later, USC gave it back after an NCAA investigation found Bush received impermissible benefits while playing with the Trojans. Now, the Heisman Trust says the college football landscape has changed. In 2021, the Supreme Court opened the door to student athlete compensation, ruling players can cash in on endorsement deals. Bush told ESPN he is thrilled by the trophy's return. And you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands. But because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.